USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains against the idea of trying to impeach President Trump, telling a fundraising event in Chicago that pursuing impeachment could hurt the Democrats in next year's elections. She says Democrats should instead be focusing on building their majority in the House, winning back the White House, and a Senate majority next year. A suspected cop killer in Mississippi arrested overnight. Biloxi Police Chief John Miller says he hopes this arrest helps the family of Officer Robert McKeithen heal.
There's no words that they're going to make this better for him. I hope in some small way making this arrest tonight will bring him some closure.
Darian Atkinson taken into custody in Wiggins, north of Biloxi, where Officer McKeithen was killed outside a police station on Sunday night. The 19-year-old now facing a capital murder charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A controversial so-called heartbeat abortion bill expected to become law in Georgia this morning when Governor Kemp will reportedly sign the bill, making most abortions illegal once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today, nor the German Foreign Minister as scheduled. A spokesperson for Pompeo is citing pressing issues as the reason for why he had to cancel the Berlin meetings at the last minute. The world's most famous golfer, the newest recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, following a visit to the White House yesterday.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
Trump praising Woods as a global symbol of American devotion and drive. Woods having won the Masters this year after a major championship slump that's gone on for years. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Trade talks with China now on the fritz again, as U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says China has backed away from commitments it previously made. He says Chinese negotiators started backing away last week. Lighthizer also saying that he plans to put out a notice that the Trump administration will indeed increase tariffs on some $200 billion of Chinese goods and will impose new tariffs on other Chinese imports effective this Friday. Two Reuters journalists who were jailed in Myanmar are freed. The pair was sentenced to 7 years in prison after being convicted of breaking Myanmar's Official Secrets Act for reporting on the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys in the western part of the nation. They spent more than 500 days behind bars before their release. The release coming as the country's president has pardoned thousands of them, of other prisoners as well, over the course of the past few weeks. And HBO is poking fun for itself at it having a Starbucks cup managed to get into a Game of Thrones episode. It appears for about 2 seconds in the newest episode next to Emilia Clarke. HBO says in a press release that latte was a mistake and, quote, she'd ordered an herbal tea. Starbucks tweeted that it's surprised she didn't order a dragon drink. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.